My name is Emma, and I started volunteering in Boom last year, when I a little bit after I moved to Brussels. And the question is, what it's like to be a volunteer in Boom? Well, I mean, it's almost a year now, and I think that already says a lot. It's nice. I like it. I like it especially because really almost every shift I do is a little bit different. There are always people coming who you're talking to, sometimes only a few sentences when you make the coffee. Sometimes they stay at the bar. If there is no one, you could easily read your book and just generally have a good time. And I think that's also what makes it so special compared to all the other places I know in Brussels, is just that it's so open to whatever can happen here. And that's also why I keep coming back, because it's a nice atmosphere. And I never had a single encounter with someone where I felt really uncomfortable, which is a good sign, I guess. Also, something I really love is that I'm always playing CDs here. I love that we have this round. We can choose between five different CDs in the player. So, mostly the first thing I do is look what the last person has played, and if I find something there, I just go for it because it also makes me discover new things. But I used to have this habitude, habit of playing as of opening Wednesday afternoon and taking the CD of the Velvet Underground, and it always started with the song Sunday Morning. It was always Wednesday, so it was not really matching perfectly, but so now I realized when I hear this song, it really connects me to Boom because it was the first song on the album, and then the rest, of course, was also nice, but this was the start of opening the curtains and starting the coffee and everything. Yeah, every time it's the atmosphere that just makes the space, and it's so small here, so like the people really create the space. And I don't know if it's clear what I mean, but if there are three people, it's already filled with their ambiance, with their environment, with their vibe. I studied city planning, and I think it's so important that a city has places like this. I think it's really something that a lot of cities miss, and even Brussels, there is not many places like this. And especially when everything is getting more and more commercialized, we have very little spaces where we can actually meet outside of home and working, and where we can meet with a wide range of society, which is so accessible as this year. So I really want to advise governments of cities to go for and to support projects like this. It happened to me twice that people just came to play a game, and there were not many people in the cafe, and then they just asked me to play with them, and then I played with the customers, where normally this is very strictly separated. And that was for one example where in Boom everything kind of merges together and is not like you're working and they're getting served. Sometimes people, that's, I think, is also very specific. A lot of times people come in who used to be bénévoles or who are now, and they just go behind the bar, they do their thing, and or I don't know, or you leave the bar because you know people and you join them. So it's really more like a living room where a lot of people attend. I don't know. And only some people have a key, but otherwise it's a living room for everyone. And yeah. Or I don't know. I mean, there's also some customers who are just like super specific, who come always, sit at the bar, talk to you about stuff. There is also, for example, it was very remarkable for me. There is one guy who I think is homeless, he comes with a blanket and he's always asking for a free coffee. And the first time, because I was super new, I wasn't really sure, can I do this? But then I quite quickly thought, of course I can do this, that's why we're here. And then now I give him free coffees every time, and he's so specific. He always takes the coffee outside. He never eats the speculoos, and then he always leaves. And I think, I don't know, like in my normal life, I wouldn't encounter with people that much who are out of my bubble, social bubble, maybe social class also.
Okay, I'm Carole. And actually, my aunt told me about the Boom Cafe, and she said to me, I discovered a place, a feminist and gauchist, I don't know how to say that.
Leftist
place in Brussels, and you absolutely have to discover that. So I just came here, and I saw that the Boom needed volunteers, so I contacted, and voilà. I find that really easy to the relationships here and to speak with the other people. Here I think that that's easy and that's really reposant. Relaxing, and I'm always happy to be here, even if sometimes it's a little bit stressful because there is a lot of people that need beer or cafe or coffee or something, but mostly it's easy. So anecdote, I don't have any. I don't have a special one, but I'm new, so maybe in a few months I will have some to tell you, but not now.
But to be fair, it also took me a few months to...
anything else you would like to share or comment on the cafe?
No.
Okay, well, thank you.
Sorry.
Hi, I am Abiso Vili. I am a South African poet, the World Poetry Slam champion from 2022. I believe in telling stories because they are the way that we will heal the world. I think that Boom Cafe is such a storytelling place because storytelling is collaborative. Storytelling is for the people. And so Boom Cafe does a thing where it creates a space where we are allowed to examine what kind of stories we want to tell. And by telling those stories, we can then change the world. The stories we tell have the capacity to change our reality. And so then Boom Cafe becomes a hub for changing reality and for telling stories. Once upon a time, there was a housewife. She knew a story. She also knew a song. She never told the story nor sung the song. So one day when she was sleeping, the story crawled out of her mouth and became a pair of man's shoes on her patio. The song tumbled out too and became a man's coat on top of the shoes. The husband, having worked late, came home that night and asked the housewife, "Who is visiting?" The housewife said, "What do you mean?" The husband said, well, on our patio, there's a pair of man's shoes and a man's coat. So, who is visiting? The housewife said, I don't know. They flew into a furious argument. In a rage, the husband picked up his blanket and went to go sleep at the monkey god's temple. The housewife, confused, sat up until late that night trying to figure it out. Unable to, she finally blew out her flame and went to bed. Now, all the flames of the village would gather at the monkey god's temple to gossip and discuss the villagers. That night, all the flames were present except one. When that flame finally arrived, they asked it, why are you late? And the flame said, well, at my house, there was an argument. And the flames said, well, tell us, what did they argue about? And the flame said, well, at my house, the housewife, she knows a story. She also knows a song. She never tells the story, nor sings the song. So the story and the song, growing angry, decided to take revenge. They became a pair of man's shoes and a man's coat on the patio. The husband, having worked late, came home, asked the housewife who was visiting. She didn't know. They flew into a furious argument. In a rage, the husband picked up his blanket and came to sleep here, and she only blew me out now, trying to figure it out. Now, this story spiraled all the way down to the husband's ears. When he heard it, he picked up his blanket, rushed back home, knocked on his door. When the housewife opened, he said, "Wife, I finally understand. Now please, tell me your story. Sing me your song." "What story? What song?" she said. The end.